The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
I'm Gil Gross. Today's Real Estate Today is all about the new rules of mortgages. And here's something to think about. Whether you have a 30-year conventional, 15-year conventional, even an FHA loan, you're probably thinking that, hey, my payment that's never going to change with those loans, at least for 15 or 30 years. But the thing is, it can change if you understand how to make that happen. So let's find out with HouseLogic.com, a new resource for homeowners, which, like Real Estate Today, is brought to you by the NAR. And joining us now with more on this is Pamela Gertz-Cabotti, who is the NAR Vice President of Web Publications, a member of the HouseLogic team. Pamela, welcome back to Real Estate Today.
Thanks, Gil. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you. So you might not be locked into 360 identical payments. Tell me about that.
No, absolutely not. There are a number of ways that you can really trim your mortgage expenses over the life of your loan. One thing is canceling private mortgage insurance, or people call it PMI. Once your home equity reaches 20%, you're usually required to buy PMI if you put less than 20% down. And so that means a lot of first-time homeowners. And the lender is required to cancel PMI when your equity hits 22%. But, you know, why wait if you've reached 20% already? A typical homeowner can save $600 to $1,200 for every year that PMI is canceled early.
Wow. Okay, so how do you cancel it? I mean, what do you
it's
do? Just pick up the phone or what?
You make a request in writing to your lender, not your PMI provider. And then the process can take several weeks. You'll likely need to pay out of pocket for an appraisal, but that cost is pretty low, around $360.
Okay, and how much, again, will you save over the course of a year?
Between $600 and $1,200 for every year that PMI is canceled early.
Got it. So that appraisal pays back pretty quickly.
Oh, in spades. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Now, if you don't have the 20% equity yet?
Well, then your PMI premiums can sometimes be tax deductible, subject to some income restrictions, like a lot of tax deductions.
Yeah.
It applies to mortgages issued or refinanced after 2006, and the deduction is going to expire at the end of 2010.
Got it. Okay. What other ways can you save money on your mortgage?
Well, one of the easiest things you can do, of course, is take advantage of the mortgage interest deduction. You are allowed to deduct the interest you pay on up to $1 million of mortgage debt, and that's combined on a first and second home. So this applies, as I say, to first and second homes, but also sometimes to mobile homes. Houseboats can qualify, and the interest you pay on a second mortgage, a home equity loan, or even a home equity line of credit can be deductible, too.
Yeah, and that can save people a lot of money, right?
A lot of money. Yeah, that can really save you. Something like, let me give you an example. If you're married and filing jointly, you've got a taxable income of, say, $100,000, a $5,000 mortgage interest deduction could lower your tax bill by over $1,000, $1,250 to be exact.
All right. So a good thing to make sure that you're taken care of. And, of course, whether you're using an accountant or if you're using a computer program, it's going to ask you all this stuff. So what are some other ways to save?
Ways to save all revolve around making extra mortgage payments so that you're, you know, saving a lot of money on your interest. And there are a number of different ways that you can do that. Say you have a $250,000 mortgage, and let's say it's a 30-year fixed at 6%. If you pay an extra $100 a month on that mortgage, and, you know, for a lot of people, that's kind of coffee money, like $350 a day. You pay that per month, you'll pay off the mortgage 4 years early, and you're going to save yourself $52,000 in interest.
Just $100 a month.
Yeah, $52,000 in interest.
That's pretty cool. What are some of the other ways you can save?
Well, you can pay your mortgage biweekly. Instead of paying it once a month, you pay it every 2 weeks. Now, some lenders charge a fee for this, so you have to, you know, factor that into your savings. But the effective end result of paying biweekly is that you're going to make 13 monthly payments over the course of a year instead of 12. So let's look at another example. Take a 30-year fixed rate, 6%. $250,000 mortgage.
Okay.
You make a biweekly payment of $750. You'd pay off the mortgage 6 years early, and you'd save $64,000 in interest.
Not bad, but
not
as
bad.
You said, with some banks, I have to pay a fee.
Well, you do have to pay a fee, like with the other example, though. I think you win in the end, but there are ways to avoid those fees, and here's one of them. If you have the resources to make a full payment, an extra payment at the end of the year, just make 13 payments instead of 12. You can also put yourself on your own version of this biweekly plan. Say you make a full mortgage payment the first of the month. The 15th of that month, make another half payment. And then the first of that next month, make another half payment. You're basically putting yourself a payment ahead. You're still paying your mortgage every 2 weeks, and you're saving a slew of interest without paying the bank fees.
One of the things that you have to remember, though, is to make sure, first of all, your bank will credit, because there's some banks that won't credit you except, you know, monthly. So you've got to make sure you've got a cool bank.
You have to have a conversation with your bank, and you also have to tell them that you want those additional payments put towards the principal as opposed to the interest.
Right. So you're paying that principal down, because the quicker you pay the principal down, the lower you get that number, the interest payments shrink quicker, and that's where you get the real big savings in your money.
Absolutely.
All right. This is great. There's a lot of important information. I know a lot of you weren't able to write this down. Cool thing. This is all about a website at houselogic.com. I thank you so much for being with us, as always. Pamela Gertz-Cabotti, the NAR Vice President of Web Publications, a member of the House Logic team.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.